I've seen through working with the organization of the Vipassana organizations and also how they deal with the outside world. It's not just an internal organization, consensus driven, but they're having all the time to deal with the outside world and how skillfully they do it. So they're operating in the real world very, very effectively, but they're also doing this very serious journey, this very serious work of trying to clean the mind. So for me, I'm very happy that I came in contact with this particular meditation technique. Certainly recommend anyone to try it. It brings very good results.
I have been a practitioner of a spiritual path for more than half of my life. And I've been a banker for a little bit less than half of my life. And in the beginning of this, I have to say there were always people coming to me asking, how, for heaven's sake, do you combine these two? Somehow it seemed to people that these were like completely divorced realities or divorced worlds. What I've come to notice these past few years is that the question is not asked that often anymore, because it's accepted to be a businessman and a spiritual practitioner. And that is positive, that's very good. In my case, my belief is that in essence, our minds completely possess and have anything that we need. Everything is already there. The essence of that mind is like it's completely open, like the sky. Its nature is, it's always active, but that activity is like compassion, naturally, spontaneously. And these two are always there. Now that's like a base, and that is very, how do you say, mystical, if you want. It's a little bit like the seed of God that is inside all of us. So what is practice on top of that base? Practice is, could be like staying in that natural state, or it could be probably being in communion with God in other traditions. And the result of that is meant to be that you become a complete, integrated person. Now, on that path, there are many, many techniques that you can apply. You can apply like this communion with God. You can also apply something more formal, like sitting in meditation, when already you adjust your body, you put your mind to something like to your breath, as we just heard. It can become even more formal, and then it becomes like ethics. So that is like if you decide never to kill again. Now what I want to point out is that all the while, like with these ethics, that it's that you're practicing it, it's connected to the spiritual path. It's like an expression of that path. What I see nowadays happening is that I see a lot of social responsibility and social responsibility reports and reporting. Environmental responsibility, environmental reporting. And we've already concluded it, I think. The danger is that without the spirituality behind it, it's completely empty. It's empty words. You can always find loopholes if your real motivation is the greed. So Sander was saying it should be a little bit more on the less on the reflective, more on the practical side. I think then as a banker I should owe you my view on shareholder value or stakeholder value. To me, it's always been absolutely clear that it should be stakeholder value.
I've always loved words, but when I was young, my words weren't very well understood, and I felt that I was ridiculized and laughed at. And my big discovery of this summer is that the work that I've done for 20 years was actually a defense against being laughed at. because they laughed at my words. And so when I was around 6 years old, I kind of capitulated and said, okay, if I cannot speak my words, then I will speak yours. And I became a copywriter. And I became a very good copywriter because I was very good at writing and speaking other people's words. And I built my business on that. And I was fortunate enough to be able to sell my business. And 2 years ago, I've decided never to write for other people again. And I didn't really understand that decision. Only my toes were telling me, because the writing had to come from my toes. And they were just telling me, no, don't do this to us anymore. We don't want this anymore. I actually believe that we are souls who like deep sea divers. We put on our gear and we go like, and we jump. And we jump all the way in and we land here. And we take some time to land. And then we slowly, slowly surface through all kinds of stages. So if I look at my stages, I've been an alternative teenager, saying no to my parents, the establishment, everything they stood for. Then I was a very traditional student, Gorbo. Then I was a yippie entrepreneur, really going for it, loving every minute of it, while being depressed at the same time for not really living my life. Then I was a green freelancer, and now I'm still in communication business, only it's more vertical and horizontal on whatever level my clients want to come. Do I have anything else to say?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I used to work for large consulting firms until about 8-9 years ago, and then I decided to start for myself. I was always aiming for welfare. I am a traditional type of, when I go to a psychiatrist, I'm a traditional type. I never got any compliments from my father, so I tried to achieve. And when I had my first nice tie, he said, I don't like the color. Traditional for me, anyway. So I tried to make money and my money, and on a certain moment, I succeeded. But, and when I had that money, I thought, oh, hold on, I'm still not happy. And if you go to the question today, from inner belief, how to achieve, I emphasize achieve, balanced business. I first tell you what a consultant always is doing this when you want to come to balanced business. He tries to come to general objectives, but it doesn't work. Why does it not work to come to a general objective? Simply for two reasons. First of all, everybody has his own agenda. The second reason why all this objective work doesn't work, because change only works when there's chaos. If you really want to change the world, if you really want to change companies, because from a theoretical point of view, real spirit in business, I didn't hear today, that really means better products, because everybody's working, better prices, less, better environment, more happy people. So that's what you want to aim when we talk about spirit in business, which I think is spirit in life. Why it doesn't happen? Because we are all individuals. Is there any future in business? I don't know. One way yes, one way no. And I mean with yes, I think the only thing which helped, and it's from my own experience, because I'm dressed like the CEOs, so when I talk with them, I'm one of them. And when I tell them something about Buddhism, they're willing to listen to me, not because I'm a good talker or whatever, but because I have the same dress code. And that is, if you really want to change the world, go to your neighbors, go to people around you, and like the Dalai Lama is expressing, try to feel love and compassion. I have still a very long way to go, but I have many lives to go. But that's the only thing in life. If you want to change life, sport, art, or business, try yourself and help really other people.